This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Bert, what's next?
Well, Vince, maybe a little bit of good news. We've talked about this in the past. New York State has just rejected a request by three companies, Orsted, BP, Equinor, for building more offshore wind energy plants. So they've said, we're not going to keep subsidizing this. And, since they were saying this was going to be cheap energy, turns out it has to be subsidized. But probably that's not the worst of it. It turns out it's upsetting the environment. The whales don't seem to like it. And it could affect some future projects that they're planning. And basically, it's rising costs. Their costs are 50 to 100% higher than what was initially said or stated by these companies. And New York State, I guess New York State's not doing too well right now, but they said no mas, no more. So they've... the current plants are still there, but this might slow the ability of these companies to build new plants. That's just out in the news, and we've talked about it before, because besides not being efficient, it's screwing up the environment. You know, supposedly all this clean energy is to help the environment, but what it does is, since it hurts the environment, the birds don't like it, and the whales definitely don't like it. They're showing up all over Long Island and New Jersey dead, they think, from being thrown off navigation or something going on that's killing the whales. So New York said no more subsidies. That's it.
Bert, I know that you used to have a job, or actually many jobs, you know, before you were the CEO of a corporation and before you were a member of the board of directors of corporations out there in California. I know you had jobs. Have you ever had the opportunity to propose to a boss, you know, a vice president or something like that, management, an idea, and you were required to perform a cost analysis and expected expenditures and benefits of that or those projects? Have you ever done that?
Well, I have, and I see where you're going on this. And basically, these companies, they either made errors or they fudged it on purpose in when they started building these plants, because it's now looking not so financially cost effective. In fact, it's going to be higher.
Here's what I'm saying. Yeah, here's what I'm saying. Have you ever built into a design or plan for a design cost estimates that were 50 to 100% off, you know, under budget? Because I can tell you for a fact that if I ever pulled a stunt like that, I would have been fired. If I was 10% too high, they would have fired me. So I was really careful to make sure I didn't pull a stunt like that. Seriously. Nobody in his right mind would do that, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Public service Commission said if they agreed to what the wind developers wanted, it would have added 7% to everybody's electric bill. I'm guessing it probably would be even more than that. And New York Electric, among the highest in the country, but I don't know if they've seen California electric rates, but it's a problem. And I think the best, we've said this before, the best probably both environmental and cost production for electricity is probably, water power, Vince. I mean, look at what we built at Niagara Falls and down in Arizona and some of the lakes and rivers we have there. Probably, you know, if you have to weigh all types of electricity, probably one of the cleanest and safest and environmentally friendly is water power. Just having that water flow through turbine blades and generating the electricity that way. Now, is it dependable? Well, you know, if you have enough water, it is. Sometimes the lakes run dry, but not a lot of pollution out of water turbines.
Yeah, and Niagara Falls, I believe Nikola Tesla was involved in that design of the generators and for the water power at hydro at Niagara Falls, New York. And it's been running ever since. I mean, that thing's been running virtually nonstop ever since it was installed many, many, many decades ago. And I believe you're right. And it's not so much fun for the fish who, are get caught in the turbines and fall hundreds of feet at the edge of the falls after they go through the turbines. But there's screens for that. But I believe you're right in terms of that's probably the best way to generate electricity. Solar, I think, is up there. But, you know, eventually those solar panels will fail. And then they're going to become very hard to recycle. And I was thinking about New York State and what you said about offshore, you know, these offshore wind generating devices. New York doesn't have much offshore, except if you look at Lake Ontario or Lake Erie. Other than that, there's just a little bit of New York that protrudes into the Atlantic. That's it.
Yeah, so, Long Island. Well, Long Island has two coasts, but most of the wind is higher on the south coast of Long Island. And that's the same general area as what they're building off of New Jersey. They're planning in both places. And, we might be... might be rethinking these. A Swedish company just pulled out of building a plant in England. And, basically, it's just not penciling out. It's turns out it's expensive electricity on top of all the environmental problems of doing it. Is it unsightly? I don't know. That's for us to say. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But it's definitely hurting the environment. And it's now proven to be substantially more costly than other methods of generating electricity.
Back in the, I think it was 1960s, if I'm not mistaken. It could have been the 70s, but 60s and 70s. There was a proposed design. It was absolutely brilliant. And this design was kind of a flap. And what I mean by that is think of like a wing, if you will, at the coastline. So you know how the waves come in, class, along the East Coast, for example, in the Atlantic Ocean, the waves roll in, and then they roll in, and they roll in. Well, this thing was hinged. It's like actually like a door hinge. And what would happen is when the waves came in, they would push the hinge. But it's huge, hundreds of feet long. And it would push this hinge. It's a tremendous force of the waves. And that motion of pushing this hinge or wing would be connected like to a crankshaft. And it would turn a wheel, which would turn a, you know, gearbox, which would turn a generator. So this nonstop movement back and forth of the waves, which will probably last as long as our, you know, planet can support life, what a great idea. But it never came to fruition. Never. And I think there's a lot more potential energy in the waves than there is in the wind, by far. I mean, if you look at what the waves can do, a tsunami can do when it comes ashore compared to what wind can do, water is way more powerful. So the energy source is there. And all I have to do is prototype it, test it, and if it looks like it's going to work, build it. And it's probably a lot safer than these bird meat grinders, you know, with the propellers on the towers, these wind generators. And from what I understand, Bert, those wind generators, these big ones, you've talked about how the blades don't last more than 10 years or so, and then they saw them up and bury them in these fiberglass blades.
They don't know how to recycle them properly. We're burying them for people to dig up a couple hundred years from now and say, who the heck threw these in the ground back in 2023?
Yeah, and then not only that, but the whole design, it's the mechanical design, it's up in the air. It's hard to service, really hard to service. So the whole thing is flawed from the get-go. And it looks like the life expectancy of those things, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. It's maybe 15 years at the most. At the most. Now, who would build a monstrosity like that with an expected life span of 15 years? And then what do you do? Just leave it? Or do you let the elements destroy it and then let it all fall into the ocean? And what do you do with it? This is beyond
stupid.
They
put a new blade. They cut up and bury those blades, and I believe you can outfit a new set of blades on the generator and give it another 15 or 20 years.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I have a feeling
I'm not
that,
saying that's effective because the blades probably cost more than the generator motors, but
Here's an example, Bert.
It's crazy. It's people that have no experience out in the field are making these, that they're working for the government. They come up with these crazy ideas, and somehow it goes up the chain of whoever creates these bills and creates these funds, and it gets sent out as, okay, here's an incentive. We're going to build clean energy, and they think they're all doing something good and patting themselves on the back. But most of these people creating these programs and writing these bills and creating these incentives have no experience. They're not scientists. They're bureaucrats that they think they're enlightened, but they're actually setting us back.
I was in my truck well over a decade ago, and I was with this guy who was a government-elected person. Maybe selected/elected. And he was in a position of power. And I was behind the wheel. And we were talking about ethanol adding 10% of content of a gallon of gasoline, making that ethanol. So growing corn in the fields and turning that into alcohol and then adding that to gasoline. And I looked at this guy and I said, did you vote for this? He said, oh, yeah, I had to. You don't understand the pressure I was under. I said, did you ever take a science class?
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, so I was talking to this government guy, and he voted to put ethanol in gasoline. And he said, you don't understand the pressure we're under. These guys are told how to vote, Bert, at the state level.
Yeah.
And they are told this is how to vote. And they have people at the leading positions of state governments and federal government that make phone calls and say, yeah, we're going to have a vote, and here's how you're going to vote. Here's what you're going to do. And so I said to this guy, we're getting a little bit into the weeds of politics, but this is what I learned firsthand from a guy who was there. And he said, or I said to him, so what do they do? Invite you on a boat and have some pretty girls sit on your lap and take pictures, and then when it comes time to vote, when you're a new guy, that's what they do. And then when it comes time to vote, they say, hey, look, how are you going to vote? Well, I'm going to vote against it. Oh, really? Let me show you this family photo album. Remember when you're on the boat? He said, it's more subtle than that. And I said, okay. He said, so what happens is you're a new guy, you just get elected, but before you get elected, you go to politics school. So they learn how to beg for money and how to convince people to do things. So they go to school to be a politician. Literally, there's a school for it. I didn't know that. That's true. And they go to school to learn how to be a state representative or governor, literally. And What happens is once the new guys get into office, they'll get a call from somebody. Hey, love what you're doing. Great, you have a great platform. Can we just get a cup of coffee maybe on, you know, Wednesday morning? Sure. So go out for a cup of coffee. Two guys. And then, you know, a week later, a call comes in. Hey, can we go to lunch? And you go to lunch. And then a week later, hey, how about dinner? You know, why don't you bring your wife? I'll buy in. You know, you bring your wife and I'll bring my wife. And I know they're going to get along just great. And then it's...
Yeah. You're talking about a lobbyist, Vince, correct?
Yeah, I am. And then, and then he told me this is how it works. So then it goes from dinner on, you know, Friday night to an expensive dinner on Friday night. Then it's tickets to the games and the theater and, you know, those kind of things. And then it's, hey, you know, during one of those lunches, hey, but pull into that the Jeep dealership over there. I want to take a look at the new Jeeps. And then they go and look. You know, the guy that owns the dealership, he's a friend of mine, so let's go see him. And so they take a test drive in a new Jeep, and the owner of the dealership says, well, no, listen, just take the Jeep for the weekend. It's okay. I got plenty of them. So I take the Jeep for a ride and take it home for the weekend. And then the dealership owner calls up and says, hey, tell you what, look, keep it. You know, I'll let you know when we need it back. If somebody sells it, we'll give you a call. So now the guy's riding around in the Jeep, and then they've got they go on a junket to look at a winery in a foreign country and meet the president of the winery. So now they're, you know, they've got a $35,000 job with the state government as a representative, for example, and they're living high like they're earning $250,000 a year. And then it's, you know, the private schools, and it's the cars, and it's the furniture dealer, and it's the bank mortgage, and don't worry about paying the mortgage. You know, we'll let you know if we need a mortgage payment. So these guys are living like free on all kinds of things. And this is the truth. So if you're wondering how a guy on $35,000 or a senator on $185,000 lives so well, now you know. And then you wonder why they vote for such stupid things.
Yeah. You know, Vince, that kind of reminds me of, I heard there's a guy who lives in this house called the White House, and he's a multimillionaire with multiple mansions. And I was checking this out, Vince. This guy has only worked for government his entire life, and or, you know, there might have been a year or two in between. But this guy's a multimillionaire with mansions, multiple mansions, and last I checked, he gave his address as the White House.
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Yeah. Yeah. There's no plagiarism involved, right? He didn't steal anybody else's work, did he?
Vince, I think he did.
Did he steal anybody else's wife?
He did that, too.
So he stole other people's work, stole another guy's wife, and he's living in a White House?
A big one.
Does he have to pay rent?
We pay it.
How about car payments?
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA News Update. Artillery and rocket fire continue as Israeli troops stand ready to attack at the border with Gaza. The death toll has surpassed 4,100. President Biden taking a trip to Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said yesterday during a briefing after meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the president will make the trip tomorrow. 2,000 U.S. troops being told to be ready to deploy to the Middle East. Reports say those troops would not be serving in a combat role if sent. The UAW strike continues. The head of one automaker says it's time to make a deal. The chairman of Ford urging the UAW to come to an agreement and conclude the contentious negotiations. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Watch it. Thank
God you're. Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, class, there are no requirements. Educational requirements for president, governors, mayors, state representatives, and no educational requirements. You just, if to be president, there's only two requirements. One, you have to be a natural-born citizen. That's not even true anymore because we had Barry. He wasn't born in the United States. And they have to be over 35 years of age. Those are the two requirements. So that kind of explains why we get what we get, right? But the amazing thing to me is that people vote for these buffoons. absolute buffoons. And we get a choice of the evil of two lessers. Some people say the lesser of two evils. I think it's the evil of two lessers. And so we all hold our nose, and we pick the one that we think is going to do the least amount of damage. Now, we know there's going to be damage. We know that it's going to be worse than it was. We're hopeful that it's going to be better than it was with the previous guy. But each guy is successively worse and worse and worse and worse. And the proof of it is just look at any of the big cities in the United States. They're falling down. They're falling down. And the home, the birthplace of Senator Roy Blunt in Missouri is Niangua, N-I-A-N-G-U-A, Missouri. And I think if Roy Blunt ever went to his birth town, the hamlet, he would see that it is the epitome of poverty. He would see that. The centerpiece of the town is a gas station. That's it. And it's like a town hall. Town hall is this falling down dilapidated building with a rusty, rusty, rusty roof. It's pitiful. And that's the hometown of Roy Blunt. So I guess he's never looked back. Because he could fix it. He could say, well, we need like $1 million and just clean up the town. It'd be nice. Nope. So we deserve what people vote for. And I'm not voting. I'm not voting for dog catcher, mayor, town council. Actually, we don't have a town council. We don't have a mayor. We don't have a dog catcher. We don't have a police department in our little hamlet. We don't have one. And so there's no secretary that we have to pay to do the bidding for the part-time mayor if we had one. We don't have one of those. So, Class, if you can live in a non-incorporated area, it makes a lot of sense. That means you don't have people on the payroll bumping up your taxes. It's unbelievable. So, Bert, I think the guy that you're talking about that lives in this big white house, I think he's flying to a foreign country, maybe today, and reportedly. And I have a feeling he's going to have a bag of money that he's going to give them.
Yeah, whose money is that, Ben?
Well, some people would say it's ours.
Where did they get that money from?
Well, it's through taxes and inflation. That's where it comes from. You know, Bob, we had a really great instructor. He's passed away. His name is Bob Chapman. And I asked Bob. I said, Bob, he wrote the International Forecaster. It's truly brilliant. And he was on about 40 hours of broadcast per week, and he really loved USA Prepares. I'm not sure why, but he did. He told me. And I asked him, I said, Bob, when I asked him on the air, Bob, when my mom was a stay-at-home mom, she raised me. And then in 1971, she got a job and went to work full-time. Bob, what happened? Because my dad was a teacher, made $2,800 a year, then maybe $3,400 a year because he had extra skills and taught extra classes and science and physics and that kind of thing. After school classes and taught music. And so he spent a lot more time at the school and they paid him a little bit more money. But how could a guy, making around $3,000, build a house, a new house, have a wife and a family and a car, the American dream. How could he do that right after World War II on $2,800 to start? How could that happen and save money to build this house and not get a mortgage? How could he do it? And why did my mom have to work in 1971? He said taxes and inflation, taxes and inflation. That's it, taxes and inflation. He's absolutely right. That's what happened. So the Federal Reserve and your federal and state governments are all responsible for this. There's a state on the East Coast, and they were running into financial trouble back in the 70s, so they decided they were going to have a temporary sales tax, just 0.5%. And it was a real problem because no one knew how to collect sales tax. I mean, if you went to the restaurant, you would, you know, the the waiter or waitress would give you the check. And you, if you wanted to leave a tip, you did. But the amount you paid at the cashier was the amount on the check. There's no taxes. If you bought auto parts, there were no taxes. It's the amount that the price was listed as. That's what you paid at the register. And then it was, oh man, we have to figure out how to add 0.5% and then send that into the state. So these little tax charts, at the register, they would look up and then they would say, well, it's, $4 plus this amount for tax. And it's, and then that you paid that extra amount. And then it was, well, we still need a little more money, so we'll just raise it just a little bit, 0.5% more, which was doubling the sales tax. Now it's like 8%, 9%, 10% sales tax. That's on top of all the other taxes that you pay, like the other 70 or 80 taxes that you pay on manufactured products. Gasoline's roughly 44 cents a gallon tax built into the price of gasoline, except in California it's probably more. It's out of control, Bert. Different amount of sales tax based on what you're buying. So toilet paper would have a different sales tax amount than, let's say, milk.
Yeah.
In some
states. Also, we tax the tax because the way the sales tax works, that's the final tax. But we have other taxes on gasoline that get added in, and that creates a price. Then they add the sales tax on top of that price. So you're taxing the tax. So pretty much, when you buy gasoline in California, it varies depending on the price of petroleum and everything else, but you're paying almost half of that price as taxes.
And that's what the government wants us to do here at the shop. So for example, let's say someone comes in and we do some work on their vehicle, and the bill is $50 for the parts, and let's say $50 for the labor. Let's just as an example. The government wants us to. The state government wants us to tax on the $100. And we won't do it. Because there is no tax on labor. So we only apply the sales tax on the parts.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, right. And that's what we do. We follow the tax code. But not everybody does that. And then restaurants are now calculating the tip that they expect you to pay based on the price of the meal, based on the price of the sales tax, and then they have a final amount, and that's what they want you to pay the tip on. So you're paying a tip on the tax, which is nuts.
Right.
And by the way, class, if you ever decide that you're going to put a tip on your check from a restaurant, cross off the word tip, T-I-P, cross that out, and replace that with four-letter word, gift, G-I-F-T, gift. So if you give, and it used to be $14,000 a year, it's higher than that now, it's probably like close to $16,000, that you can receive gifts from a person up to, let's say, $14,000, $15,000, $16,000 a year, tax exempt. But tips are taxable, gifts are not. So if I'm ever in those positions, I cross off the word tip and I write the word gift.
Yeah, I don't think it matters, though, Vince, because the IRS is cracking down and making the restaurants include the tip amount in the tax reporting for the employees now. So you might be able to put it down, but the management at the restaurant's probably going to just go ahead and include it in. In fact, in some cases, they just estimate what the tips were and just add that on their W-2 or their 1099. So, you might have the right intention, but it's up to the restaurant how they report it.
Yeah, I don't go to restaurants anymore. I really don't. I haven't been to one in over 3 years. I have no intention to go into a restaurant, no matter what. I have no intention. Bert, what's next?
Vince, we're talking about often the upcoming solar maximum, and basically we're getting to the peak of an 11-year sunspot cycle. And a new article just published by the National Academy of Sciences is saying that migratory birds are now having trouble transversing the globe because of the heightened solar activity. So what's interesting is, and it's really fascinating, that birds are able to navigate using the Earth's magnetic field. And I don't think we fully understand how it works. We'd have to, you know, analyze the computing that's going on in the brains and other senses of birds. But it's pretty fascinating that they figure out where to go through the magnetic field. But what happened is when we're having solar storms, as we're having increasingly now in 2023, and we'll reach a peak in likely 2024, the birds are getting thrown off on their navigation, and they're ending up in places, well, that they didn't intend to go to. And it's bad for the birds. It's bad for the environment because those migratory birds, in many cases, they eat the bugs off of crops. They pollinate plants, so it would be interesting to see what's going to happen. But if they don't migrate properly, it can throw off the ecosystem of the Earth, and it's basically caused by the sun, Vince. It's nothing, you know, nothing they can cure in Washington. There's no bill they can pass. There's no outrage they can express on a college campus to change it. The sun has these fits and these storms, and it creates havoc on the Earth every 11 years. And, Vince, it doesn't matter how much you march outside your college campus, the storm's going to do what it's going to do. So we best figure out how to react to it. We talked about protecting your home for your electrical system, surge protectors. And we do have warning. Usually it's a couple of days warning when we think a plasma from the sun in a solar storm is headed toward the Earth. But Vince, this new study showing that migratory birds are thrown off from the solar activity, and it's starting to happen this year.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think they're confused. And I see it right here at the farm. We have some doves, which are also called pigeons. They don't want to leave. They do not want to leave. They've set up shop here, and they're multiplying here at the farm, but they won't leave the farm.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So when we're talking about doves and pigeons, they can fly typically around 60 miles an hour, 60 miles an hour, and they can fly 600 miles in a day. They really can. I mean, they're very powerful little animals. And they've set up shop here at the farm. And, you know, we had two. And they mate for life. And then we had 4, 5, 6, 7. And I think we have maybe 13 of them now. And they don't want to leave. Bert, they do not want to leave. I think they like the freedom from the electromagnetic radiation because we live in the middle of nowhere. They like the fact that they're, you know, they're overhead, like there's roofs that they can be out of the, you know, the rain and the snow and the elements. And they've set up shop in the barn. And
uh-oh.
So, all of our cars are peppered with poop. And it's okay. It's all right.
Can't you put some birdhouses outside for the poor guys?
Well, they're pretty big. They really are. They've got a fairly large wingspan. And, you know, the door for the barn is 12 feet high by 12 feet wide. And they fly in, and then the roof trusses are red iron. So they've got plenty of perches. So they fly in there, and they go out and eat, and then they come back, and they built their nests in the in the overhangs of the barn. And I mean, they've really set up shop. They built a nice environment for themselves. I just wish they wouldn't poop over everything.
Right, but Vince, in the barn, you have a repair shop for the neighborhood there in Missouri. You're repairing cars. Do you really want to return them to the customer with a little extra gift on the roof and the windshield?
Well, no, we don't repair them. We don't repair them in the barn. We have an automotive shop, and they don't. Well, they walk in. You know, they walk in every once in a while, and if they see some cat food in there, they take a sample of cat food, and then the dogs chase them out. But no, they don't. They don't really come into the automotive shop. That's a different building.
Okay, different barn. Okay.
Well, it's not a barn. It's actually, it's actually. Not a barn. It's a... Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So that's good to hear that... And Vince, you mentioned that doves and pigeons are the same thing, and I think they're close. They're like sister birds, but I do believe, and you probably, being on the farm, farm know more of this than I do, but I think pigeons have 80 chromosomes and doves have 78 chromosomes.
Okay. Well, they're darn close. They're darn close. And so we're calling them doves. They're absolutely magnificent, magnificent animals. They're so magnificent, people love them in Central Park in New York. They feed them, right?
Well, yes. Yes, they do, Vince. By the way, how's Natural Farms Campground going?
You know, it's turning into something really interesting. It seems that people want to stay a long time, which is kind of neat. So we have camper trailers coming in here. We have it's kind of a little chilly for tent camping, but we've had a group, and they call themselves hammock campers. So what they need two trees that are, you know, relatively close together, maybe 6-8 feet apart, and they string their hammock and they sleep in a hammock. Now, I guess that's okay if it's not, you know, hail, snow, rain. But, yeah, sleep. But there are a whole bunch of different groups that love to camp. So, you know, it had a slow start, but it's gaining momentum. And, you know, people are looking for something besides just Disney. You know, they're looking for something that is safer, less expensive. You know, Disney tickets like pushing $250 a day at Disney.
And their business had turned down a little, so they raised the price.
Right.
I don't know. Is that logic? I don't know.
Well, it's government logic.
You have to figure out supply and demand. I guess if some people are going to go no matter what, raising the price makes sense. If it's people are eventually hitting a price point where, man, I can't, this is crazy, then maybe they should do the opposite and lower the price. But I've stopped trying to figure out the Disney Corporation, Vince, so I'll leave it at that.
You know, there's a story a few days ago about a shooting at a, you know, adventure park or a fun park or, you know, kind of like, it wasn't Disney, but it was kind of like that. And they had a big Ferris wheel. And you all know what that is. You just get in a seat and you just go up and up and up and then you go around. And well, there was a guy who started shooting on the ground. And everything stopped. I mean, people were running and people were stuck. People were stuck in the Ferris wheel and they couldn't get off. Now think about that, class. Do you ever want to go on a roller coaster or a Ferris wheel or something like that where you get stuck at the top? Well, that's what happened. That's what happened. So for hours, you know, not everybody knows how to operate a Ferris wheel, right? So what do you do if the guy that's running the Ferris wheel, you know, is hiding from being shot? Well, that's what happened. People were afraid and they took off and people were stranded at the top of the Ferris wheel. That's a target, right? I wouldn't do it. I would not go to a theme park today, class. Bert, thanks so much. See you next week.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.